Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, CAF Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for getting up with us this Sunday morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, and Ram Insurance and Financial Services. And I think, it's the Sunday morning team is here, even if it's two of us. Of course, our home care advocate, political analyst, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team here and abroad. And good morning, Detroit.
Yes. So evangelist Christy Laster is out of town. I think she's flying back in today. So hopefully she may be able to catch us on the way in on the road today. And then also, I think Kimberly Batchelor Davis, I think she also said that she was on vacation too. But we got enough to go for the next hour. Of course, missionary Hattie Humphrey, Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, is coming up in about 30 minutes, so we're looking forward to that. Let me bring my mic a little closer. For I know those like, some people might be like, okay, he sounds so far away from the mic, but okay, this is much better now. I'm right up on the mic. Okay, let me just start out because we've got news and weather coming up. I guess we can just look out the window and see that it's kind of rainy and murky and dark today.
So we're going to get a rainy day today.
Yes. I do want to start off by sending my condolences to Mrs. Tatum and the James Tatum family. Of course, many of you know James Tatum is the founder of the James Tatum Foundation for the Arts. The organization he founded it in 1987 with a coalition of concerned educators and civic leaders who wanted to recognize, artistically talented youth in Metro Detroit, and especially those who had potential but needed some resources, needed nurturing, development, funding, finance. You know, you need money to go to school.
Right.
The organization has awarded over $360,000 in scholarships since 1987. Mr. Tatum taught music at Mumford High School and music workshops at Wayne County Community College District and much more. We celebrate his life. I worked with the organization as vice president of the James Tatum Foundation for a few years, and the organization helped so many young, talented musicians here in Metro Detroit, especially symphony and classical music. Tatum will be missed by many and all the students that taught over the years in music. So I really, great man, great organization. And I'm going to dedicate a couple of upcoming programs, the podcast one day to the James Tatum Foundation, play some of his music, and also our companion program, the Michael Van Tool Show on the Praise Network. I'm going to dedicate a program to the foundation. We really miss Mr. Tatum already. All right. When we come back, we've got news and update on the weather. right after these messages. Thanks for getting up with us. Those of you who are streaming online, listening on blogtalkradio.com, those of you who are calling and dialing in, thank you so much for waking up with us here on The Michael Van Tool Show and Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey coming up in about 25 minutes. We'll be right back with news and weather after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. My name is Michael Van Tool. I'm here with political analyst and home care advocate Henrietta Ivey, part of the Sunday morning team. In the news this morning, in a fight that is being talked about as one of the all-time great heavyweight bouts, Tyson Fury retained his WBC title after knocking out Deontay Wilder at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas Saturday night, late last night. Some say that after 57 years promoting and looking at fights, that this was one of the best. And that's from Bob Arum, who told reporters after the conclusion of the third installment that these two boxers have met. After putting Wilder on the canvas in the third round, Tyson Fury found himself on the floor twice in the fourth, and they say it was a brutal roller coaster fight in front of 15,000 fans in Las Vegas. So for once, looks like a real fight that wasn't fixed.
That's what it sounds like, a real fight actually took place, and that's what you want to see in boxing. You want to see real throwdown, you know?
An Amazon shopper who for 5 years bought expensive items, including top-of-the-line iMac Pro, and then mailed cheaper items as returns, faces up to 20 years in prison for wire fraud, prosecutors say. Hudson Hamrick of Charlotte, North Carolina, on Tuesday pleaded guilty in U.S. District Court for the Western District in North Carolina. The Department of Justice also issued a statement Tuesday that said Hamrick faces a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. So according to U.S. attorneys, filed charges against Hamrick in September, saying he'd engaged in about 300 fraudulent transactions with Amazon that included about 270 product returns, some 250 of which were materially different in value, that amounted to more than $290,000 in fraud, said the charging documents. Many of the transactions followed a simple pattern. Prosecutors said Hamrick would order an expensive item, initiate a return, then mail a similar but less valuable item. He had a nice little racket going on there. The chickens, like they say down south, the chickens have come home to roost, and he's going to be facing some jail time.
A Houston megachurch whose celebrity pastor is reportedly worth $50 million has repaid the federal government $4.4 million in pandemic loans after going viral for the outrageous handout. We all know Lakewood Church and Joel Osteen. Lakewood Church, which is a tax-exempt, like most religious institutions, took a $4.4 million taxpayer-funded program loan at the height of the COVID pandemic last year, all while senior pastor Joel Osteen flaunted his insane wealth, according to the article here. It caused Osteen and Ferrari to trend on social media as observers questioned the institution's need for such a huge payout. Osteen reportedly owns a $300,000 Ferrari and a $10.5 million mansion and has been photographed traveling in style on a luxury jet. Meanwhile, he has made appearances on the Today Show urging people not to focus on what they have or don't have. I don't think they really did not need that $4.4 million.
Right, he can't really say to people not to focus on what they don't have when you have everything. So that's kind of like, you know, that's kind of oxymoronish, is you tell people don't focus on what you don't have, but you're flaunting everything you have and then reaching out saying that you need more money in the form of PPE loans when you really had enough money to carry on and your establishment, you know, paying your employees or whatever for your church and all your other businesses. You clearly were not in need of that PPE loan. But one thing I can say, I'm glad that he did pay the money back. He didn't make any excuses about it. He got caught. He paid it back. And he's probably hoping that this will die down and go away because we don't want the publicity. He just went on ahead and did the right thing in that manner. So.
Right. I caught a couple of minutes of his program before I left this morning on Channel 4. I tell you, he's one person that can pack an arena. You know, it must be nice to, you know, I'm a preacher's kid, and it would have been nice to be able to walk into a basketball arena, you know, as our family church. You know, it's just that is just it makes you feel good to be able to know that you can fill a stadium. And that's your Sunday morning service, and he can pack a stadium. I tell you, Joel Osteen. So
streaming views as well.
Yes, because a lot of people are just imagine the people that are watching it and that are not there, that are watching it from home. So you know, I don't want to beat up on him. Obviously, he's got it going on, it's a good thing to do, and he's a very positive, helpful person, and he influences a lot of people, so, you know, I don't want to beat up on it. All right, let me just go through the weather. I forgot that Kimberly was off today, but I'm looking out the window now, and I'm looking at the radar on Click on Detroit, and I can see that there's just a big green area of rain. And we're going to have rain most of the day, I can tell you that. So it's going to kind of thin out later, but rain today is going to be about 79, 84 tomorrow, mostly sunny. That's going to feel, I might do some barbecue tomorrow. I mean, that's going to feel good. 84 and sunny. So, you know, that's six degrees away from 90. So it's going to be a great day. Tuesday, it kind of drops back down. Some scattered showers, 73, and that's where temperatures stay for most of the week after that, in the mid and upper 70. So we still have good weather.
Pretty
still
good
got
weather.
Good weather. Yes. All right. Henrietta, what do you have on tap for us this morning?
Well, you know, Michael, we are getting geared up again for election season. You know, we are 3 weeks, actually 2 weeks away from the November 2nd local election. That's your mayoral race, your city council race, your police commissioner race, and all these proposals that are being presented, which, you know, some new ones has popped up. We got Proposal S, we got Proposal R, and I believe the other one was Proposal E. And I'll double check that last one. But we got some new proposals that was going that's going to be on your ballot. So I would suggest to all our listening audience and voters in Detroit to start researching these proposals before you make your or get with someone who is in your neighborhood that's politically inclined that can actually tell you what these proposals are. But the main focus is, you know, making sure you know who the candidates are running in these races and making sure you're choosing wisely. Again, when you're talking about leadership for the city of Detroit, I know there's a big, you know, the city council at large, we got a couple of great people running for that seat. We got Nicole Smalls. We got Mayor Coleman Young Jr. We got, I'm trying to figure the other candidate running in that race, but it's maybe I think three candidates running for the at-large seat. Then again, you got Anthony Adams going up against incumbent Mayor Duggan. So, you know, it's heating up, and we had Anthony Adams on the quarantine last Friday. He dropped some nuggets on some things that he wanted to do. I will definitely post the link up in my page so everyone can go back and look at that interview with the quarantine crew, and it was really, really a great show. It was really, really informative. And this past Friday, we had the honor of interviewing candidate running for City Council District 7, Fred Durhall III. And he came with fire. He spoke about the things that he wanted to see changed in the city of Detroit, being that he has a very strong legislative background and he comes from a very political family. He can bring some things to the table that can help get District 7 on its feet. And so, again, you know, it's good to have these candidates that are willing to come out and talk about their race and what they foresee for the city of Detroit that they are running for. And so it was a really good weekend for political talks and roundtables. But I do want to mention that there is a cargo ship holdup going on right now. I just got a report from the Siena report saying that cargo ships are anchored off of New York, L.A. We're talking New York, Los Angeles, and they're all docking, looking at probably a 25-mile backup with global supplies. This could be a shortage for cars, shoes, exercising gear. So the holiday season may be looking a little bleak if we don't get these cargo ships moving.
So there's just not enough workers to handle and unload all of this. It's just amazing how this worker shortage is hitting everywhere. And I wonder when are people going to go back to work? You know, when are the masses of Americans going to get back to work? Because there's such a shortage. It's going to affect the economy.
A lot of it is due to people are being forced to take the vaccine. Let's be clear on this, because this is a topic I will not dance around. And I'm not suggesting that no one not get vaccinated. But what I am saying is you're not going to force people to do something they're not comfortable with. You just can't force people to take something that they're not comfortable with. Implement other things. We got through the first year and a half of this pandemic by social distancing, masking up, you know, doing what we needed to do to stay safe. And it worked. It brought the numbers down. When the vaccine became available, people were, you know, going to get vaccinated, those who felt they wanted to, those who needed to get it, people were doing it. And it's now was at to a point where you're now saying, okay, we need more of y'all to do it. So get out there and do it. That's fine. Keep promoting the vaccine. Keep promoting how it will safely affect, us getting back to normal. But when you step over to the point where you're telling people, in order to work for me, you have to be vaccinated. Now, that's becoming a dictatorship. And let me be clear. I don't like the idea of someone telling me in order to work and eat, you got to get vaccinated. How come I got to get it? If I want to get it, let me get it. But don't tell me I got to get it or else. And I think a lot of that may play the role in worker shortages. I don't think it's not people not wanting to go back to work. I believe a lot of it has to do with people wanting to work but being forced to do something they don't want to do or not quite comfortable with yet. And so they refuse to work. And so we see the backlash in that. When you're telling somebody what they got to do, people can show you quicker than they can tell you. I don't have to do anything. And so now we're looking at the workforce. There is shortages. There's shortages not only with this. There's shortages in the healthcare field. There's shortages everywhere because people.
Yeah, I think one of the major One of the major health providers, I'm not sure, I think it might be Henry Ford Health Systems, is looking at losing 400 people because of the mandates on the vaccine. Yep. I do think there is some value in the requiring people to get the vaccine. And I think that I'm hoping that people are not are refusing to take the vaccine or in opposition of it. I hope it's not just because they want to be free. I think if you are refusing because there, for instance, when seatbelts came out, people mm-hmm. protested against the seatbelts, and people took it very seriously. But I think there's a big group of people that oppose mandates like this just because mm-hmm. they want to say that they're free to not to do it, not because of the validity of the action itself, like do seatbelts really work or not. That's not why they're opposing it. They're opposing it because somebody told them that they need to wear a seatbelt. So, I wish we should do a show and devote some more time to it, because this is a very hot topic. I'd like to mm-hmm. address it some more, but I'm just looking at the clock and I know there's some other stuff I want to cover too, but we got to talk about that again. And I want to talk about it when the whole team is here too, because that is a hot topic. And maybe next Sunday we need to go into this. Are you for or against these vaccine mandates? That would be a good topic. And
I'm
to
for
put
pro-choice
the, get the rest of the
that.
Team.
Let me be clear. I think it's a pro-choice issue. It's definitely a pro-choice issue. I don't think it's more so people are, you do have your side that just want to be free. You have a lot of different reasons why people don't want to take it. I don't think that side is more stronger than a person just feeling like, hey, I'm not quite comfortable with it. Because you have a lot of people who are just not comfortable with the science of it yet. And they feel like they just want to have that option of taking it or not taking it or finding other methods, in which a lot of people have done so. So I think it's more of a pro-choice ideology when it comes to the vaccine. The mandate is what's making people angry. Like, you're telling me I have to put something in my body I don't want in it. It's not that the people are not saying don't take it. They're just saying if it's not for me, it's not for me. That's like forcing something, making me eat something I don't like. You know what I'm saying? If I don't like broccoli, you're going to tell me, my doctor's going to, in order for me to see you, you must have a broccoli regimen and I need to see a record of it. You're going to tell me I got to do something that makes it gets real deep. So we definitely have to find a time to really discuss it. Again, I am building up for a special. I didn't get a chance to do it this weekend because I had a lot going on. But I am going to do a special show on pro-choice on this vaccine and just pro-choice period on anything in life. Everything is a pro-choice. You can choose what it is
and that,
you want to do.
Yep, and that brings up something that's happening in Texas more than anywhere else now too, and that is abortion rights, laws are restricting it. But we definitely have to cover that. We got 7 more minutes before Missionary Humphrey is on with Community Highlights. Let me just say this. Don't forget this coming Saturday, the 16th, October 16th, is Breaking Loose, Banking and Finance 101, right here at Michigan Ocean in Southfield, Northwestern and Evergreen, Saturday, October 16th from 9 to 12, 9 a.m. in the morning, $50. Go to eventbrite.com, and we're going to talk about credit, banking, mortgages, real estate, money, and marriage. This is what I hope for this workshop, that when people come to the workshop, that you're not just going to be sitting down just listening. I want people to be sitting down, taking notes, filling out applications, jotting down their plans, and making the first step. I want people to take their first steps on Saturday morning and get something done. Get it done. I told Regina, the Queen of Carlones, on this morning's show that I should have, the name of the conference should have been Get It Done, because I want people to get something done, to accomplish something. Open that bank account. We're going to be able to do that on Saturday. Save. Make an investment with an investment company. We're going to be have that information for you. Buying your new car, of course, we're going to be able to help you buy that new car. Fix your credit. We're going to enroll you in a credit program. Open your new business. Start your business. Register it with the state. All that. Apply for a mortgage. Apply for a commercial loan. All that stuff we're going to do. And Saturday, next Saturday, October 16th, right here at Michigan's Oceans Conference Room on the second floor for Breaking Loose Banking and Finance 101. Go to eventbrite.com and purchase your $50 ticket. All right. When we come back, we've got Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey, right after these messages.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. You've been listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
This is Community Highlights, an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights is brought to you by the law offices of Pasco, Tashman and Walker, and lead attorney Cliff Pasco. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. And now a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's a spiritual advisor who is to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office. She has visited the Middle East, the Holy Land. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. She is Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning, Michael, and to all of our gang. Just before we talk to the rest of myself, all of you, I love to come on with this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid of? when the weakness, even the my enemy and my foe, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host shall inherit against me, the heart I fear, the wall shall rise against me, and this will I be comfort. One thing have I desired of the Lord that I would seek after. I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I thought I'd start off with that. I am so glad
Amen.
To be back with all of my staff. God bless the radio. God bless you all.
Good morning. It's good to hear you, missionary. Some of our Sunday morning team is away. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, I think she's on vacation. Evangelist Christy Laster, she's flying back in this morning. But we do have our community a home care advocate and our political analyst, Henrietta Ivey, is the Sunday morning team today. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, missionary Hattie Humphrey. You know, it is always a pleasure to sit in and hear your amazing spiritual voice every morning. Just hearing all that love flowing through the radio air is always a pleasure. And good morning to all the people listening in the city of Detroit.
Great. I do want to start off, missionary, and offer my condolences to Mrs. Tatum and the James Tatum family. The founder of James Tatum Foundation for the Arts, you know, for many years, missionary, or I've been vice president of the James Tatum Foundation, and you and I have attended many of the banquets and fundraisers for James Tatum. Mr. Tatum formed his organization back in 1987. He's provided over $360,000 in scholarships to classical musicians here in the inner city in Detroit since 1987. It was a pleasure working with him all those years, and really sad to see that we lost a great musical giant. You know, he taught music at Mumford High School. He also taught music at Wayne County Community College District, and we're sorry for the loss of Mr. James Tatum. And then also our good friend, Dr. Tony Booker, she has lost now her second brother and missionary, and I know you attended the services this week.
I did, and she's going to call in, talk to him. Tony has been through quite a bit.
Yeah,
all of us going through, but God is still on the throne.
Yes,
he's still blessing
her. Yep, mm-hmm. And I know, and she's been busy, and she's been working on projects, and I know it has to be difficult, it has to be hard, and but you know we're all family, and we'll be of course supporting her through this. With two brothers. She's lost. Yes.
One last month in Texas, and this one was here.
Yeah.
But in spite of all, we went to the funeral the other day. Tony Strong and still going on. And we just not only praying for her today, we're praying for all of those that have lost their loved one. These are terrible times, but not if you got your hand in the hand of the Lord. Trust in God, and he's going to bring us through in these days, Michael.
Yes. Go ahead, missionary.
And at this time, I'm so proud for the our committed teamwork that are there with us this morning. I'm just proud of them, everything. You know.
Yes, yes, and we really appreciate the Sunday morning team, and you know, whether it's one, two, or three of us, or all of us, we can all hold it down, and we can cover for each other, and it's great being a part of the Sunday morning team. I just want to, while we take a moment here to say something about attorney Cliff Pascal,
yes,
you know, who supported the programs for many
almost
years.
25 or 30 years.
Yes, and it's great to be just within walking distance of attorney Cliff Pascal. I hope that one day we can get him back on. It's been a while, and the next time I talk to him, I'm going to see if he can be available to just to jump on the line and you know, just talk and see, get his opinion on some things. You know, we always used to talk about him coming on and talk, giving us his vision and insight, you know. Yes, but that's our attorney here on Community Highlights. His number is 248-353-7750. 248-353-7750. And, you know, he handles, of course, personal injury, but also worker disability, medical malpractice, family law and divorce, probate, estates, real estate, business law, all of that. And that's why he's been a major part of the community. Even though he's Jewish, he's won awards for Christian Man of the Year, hasn't he?
Right. He's been with me. I think Cliff went to all of the churches that we started out. We started out with Reverend C.L. Franklin back in the day. And it was an exciting day with me carrying all these lawyers around. They didn't know why to chase. He followed me up to the front, and I told him, "Hey, Cliff, don't sit in the seat, Reverend Franklin." It was an
that was
exciting
for the
day, and it's a great, great day that I have lived all these years to see this. And I think Cliff and myself are quite a few of them around left yet.
And what a different day and time that was. When you compare back then to now, it's almost like a dream. Did all that really happen back then? You know, it was a different day and time. We're in a different era now. But Missionary, you were right there in the forefront of all the politics and the churches in Detroit back then. I mean, you were right in the middle of everything.
That's the truth.
Back then, and you could have ran for mayor if you wanted to.
Well, I came along with Coleman Young and all of those, and I'm still here at my age.
That's right.
And,
you outlasted all of them.
And still getting ready to do it. And then, Michael, well, I got you going around to a lot of the churches. I don't think you was a member of the Salvation Army, wasn't you? Might as well tell them that.
Right. And I tell you opened up my mind, because I have never been to so many churches in my life. You know, I grew up sheltered in the Salvation Army. You know, they wore uniforms.
Right.
I mean, I remember sometimes we would go into a restaurant and people looked at us like we were some strange religious sect from somewhere, you know, like the Amish or something. Because when I was growing up, my mother used to wear a bonnet. That's how conservative the Salvation Army was when I was growing up. She wore a bonnet, and the man was in charge of everything. And this was when I was a little kid, and things have changed so much. And I tell you, going out with you to the different churches opened my eyes to the real world, you know, and the Church of God in Christ and Baptist and some of the other churches and AME, but, you know, and walked right in. I know I can't wait till the churches reopen. There are a lot of them that have opened, but a lot of them are still not having services yet. And I'm ready to get back out and get back out to church. And,
before we finished the service, I hadn't stopped ever since it started. I want to thank God for Reverend Robert Gardner, how his church is large, how we tested and everybody said so far apart, and we've been going on. Now our church in Mayflower Church is open. We welcome you to come on the Boulevard. Today our service start at 1 o'clock. Then I'm going to another one. I just keep on going, keep on marching.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and you do too, Van.
Yes.
We want to give you the credit of how you've gone on. And that our staff, don't forget my girl that we just got through top. She's a powerful young lady too.
Yeah.
She running for what was she running for?
That's right. Henrietta, what are you going to make? yeah,
running for Senate. I'm going to put my hat in the Senate race for 2022.
Do that.
Okay.
Do that.
All right. And we're gonna talk. You know, give Henrietta a chance to add more to that in just a moment. I do want to because I want to talk to hear from her. I also want to hear from some of our listeners too. But
right.
I do want to say something about Franklin Wright. Franklin Wright Settlements is one of the leading Detroit neighborhood human service organizations in Metro Detroit. You know, Franklin Wright assists individuals, children, families, groups, and the community with basic life and family and social needs. There are so many people that have been helped by Franklin Wright in the 140 years that Franklin Wright has been around. And a lot of people don't realize that Franklin Wright Settlements was started by some of those very wealthy auto barons back in the day. A lot of them were over in the Grosse Pointe. A lot of the wealthy people, and a lot of them actually, their kids attended Franklin Wright. I mean, that was the place. That was the place to be back in the day. And Franklin Wright has a great history, and it's surprising how many people that we know, familiar names, powerful people that have come through Franklin Wright, and Franklin Wright is still doing the work. And of course, now it's under President and CEO Monique Marks, who is really, really continuing on with that valuable tradition of helping people in Metro Detroit. And we appreciate the support also of Franklin Wright, who's supporting our programs here, including community highlights that, you know, brings this information to you. So we appreciate Franklin Wright for supporting us here on community highlights. Henrietta, let us know a little bit about what's on your mind this morning. We want to hear from the Sunday morning team, which you are this morning.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael. Well, you know, again, I I'm doing my big announcement November 5th, the week of my birth year. And so I will be doing a fundraiser to announce my running for Detroit Senate for my House District, which I believe is House District 8. I'll double-check that. And so I'm gearing up to, you know, pull all my team together, just really doing a lot of research on what the community needs, talking to the businesses and the community and voters. I'm just, you know, moving about, trying to figure out what we need in a new leader. And so I'm excited about that. I'm being very prayerful and, you know, letting God lead me into where he wants me to be, because I had not even thought about a Senate seat. It was just something that was put on my heart, and I was like, okay, Lord, really? Like, I don't think I'm ready for that. But God said something different, so I'm going to follow into that energy and put my hat into the Senate seat for 2022. I haven't really put it out there just yet, but I'm going to definitely announce it right around the first week of November.
Great, great. And I know, and you still, you know, and you still got your business going. Tell us a little bit about that. You've got a lot on your plate right now.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Michael. It is definitely flourishing. I am newly owner of IPS, which stands for Immediate Personnel Services. And what I do, I provide home care services to families that want to keep their elderly family members in their home. So what I right now, I am a owner, and I have two houses that are up and running, one on the east side, and that contract is soon to end, but the family was saying to me they may extend it to the end, to the beginning of next year, because they really love my services. That's a God blessing, because I aim to please and take care of these people. And so right now I stand at, newly stand at 7 new employees total. Thank God for that, because the point for me starting the home care services and getting the light on it like this is because I fight as an advocate for home care workers. And so the best way for me to to make legislative understand how important it is when you talk about the fight for 15 and we talk about the right for choosing a union for workers who do this work. I had to create a space. So when I go to those floors in Lansing and I'm talking to Senate and legislators.
Yeah, I'm on the air.
Yeah, and they want to hear about why do we think that workers need to. It was just a blessing to be able to create a space for them as a owner. So it is moving in a very positive direction. I thank God every day for it. And so just really pushing it towards other things, you know, child care, commercial residential services, trash out services, looking to build contracts with the city of Detroit. So I'm in a lot of different spaces right now. And
a whole new life.
I just thank God for it. I really literally thank God for everything, because nothing moves in my life. Nothing moves in anybody's life if there's no God in it. If there's
no creator in your life,
nothing will move. And if it does move, it will immediately stop at a very unpredicted time. So
I
thank God everything. You know what happened and where I had to come from struggling to get to these places and, you know, had to fall back. So everybody knows my story. I don't have a Cinderella story, but I do have a God story. So.
Amen. Well, we like that testimony this morning. Yeah, we're gonna take a couple of calls because we got some of our lines and some people have been waiting. Good morning.
I got two phones. I got one. I'm on the air.
Good morning, Tony Booker's on the line. Good morning, Dr. Tony Booker. Thank you for joining us on the show. We offer our condolences. We talked about this morning on the loss of now your second brother, and we just want you to know that we love you, care about you, and you know, our hearts are with you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate that. And it was a blessed service. Melvin Lee McAdoo is my brother, my baby brother. And it's been a rough journey this past month. But all is well. But I would like everyone to know I got a great big event coming up.
Right.
So even despite all of this, and, you know, it's got to be very challenging because you were already planning this great event. And, of course, you know, these family things come up and you're trying to move forward with it. When is your event?
It's coming up on Friday, November the 5th, 7:30 p.m. at the Ford Community Performing Arts Theater in Dearborn. And that's right there at Greensville in Michigan. And all roads be leading there. Darris Twyman will be one of my special guests on that evening. And this is tickets are available. You can go to DearbornTheater.com to order online for your ticket. That's DearbornTheater.com. And tickets are VIPs are $41, $30, and $20 for the balcony. Peace for everybody.
Well, we are looking forward to being there. You know, we've already blocked that off, and we're looking forward to it. And we're there to support you. And we know that, you know, these are some very challenging and trying times, like Missionary said earlier on the program. And but you're a fighter, and you're fighting right through it. And you know,
well, thank you for you and Community Highlights, Missionary and Humphrey, for holding me up and also being one of the sponsors for this event that's coming
up.
I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And so we look forward to seeing you. We love you, and we care about you, and we're looking forward to this great event coming up on Friday, November 5th at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts in Dearborn.
Ford Community Performing Arts Theater.
Great.
Ford Community. And then go online to DearbornTheater.com and get their tickets, order their tickets.
Excellent.
Or they can call 313-576-6906, 313-576-6906. We have a few VIPs left, but we look forward to them to being gone this week, so you better get your tickets early.
Great. And who did you say is also appearing with you on stage?
Darris Twyman, and he has a new project out It's number two on Billboard, and I think it's called Where. But it's a great song, he's in house.
Very strong voice in gospel music along with you, too. So we're looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Tony Booker from Booker
thank
Productions.
You.
We're looking forward
okay,
to this. The, yes. God bless you. Let me get one more caller on the line this morning. Another great man of God, minister, Randall Smith, the gospel singer, speaker, pastor. Good morning, Bishop.
You know, see, you was good till you went there, but it's all right. I'm going to ask you for an offering then.
Okay, great. As soon as I attend services there, I'll make just pass the plate over to me.
No, we ain't gonna have it passed over you. We're gonna have a special moment.
Great. Well, we have one. You know, there are really three of us from the Sunday morning team, but basically Henrietta is the Sunday morning team this morning. So Henrietta's on the line with us too. Say hello to Sister Ivy.
What's up, sis? Good morning. Good morning, Randall Smith. How are you, my love?
I'm good. Good. Good to hear my Sunday morning king.
Yes.
It's good
and,
to have you on.
Tell us about what's coming up with you, Minister Smith.
Well, we had a couple of malfunctions today at the service, so next Sunday for sure we'll be going in, and that'll be the starting of the new services there. We're doing getting ready to go in the studio and do this other single. Listen, those of you all that might know Sean McLemore, he's a great gospel singer. He passed away yesterday.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
So, they sent the message to me. Huh?
I said my condolences to his family.
Mine too.
The one thing about it is we're leaving here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't have to leave if you really know God and stay on the main line and do what you're
supposed
to. Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah, you can.
Well,
great.
Go ahead. When we get time, I need to talk with you, Master Van Tool, but I love you all and have a great rest of your day and enjoy tomorrow. I'm going to eat me a rib somewhere.
Well, I might do some barbecue tomorrow. It's going to be 80 degrees, almost 80. Oh, 84. It's going to be 84 tomorrow and sunny. So it's going to be a nice day. I might go get out and do some barbecue too. So thank you, Minister Smith, for listening and for calling
in. Love y'all.
Sharing with us. Great. Thank you, sir. All right.
All right.
We just got about 7 minutes left.
All right.
I just want to let people know if your company would like to be associated with Community Highlights, or the Michael Van Tool Show, or be in the driver's seat with my good friend Regina, the Queen of Carlones, you can just call one number to support to be on with any of these programs, 248-516-8300, to be a part of the program and to promote your business right here with Missionary Humphrey on Community Highlights. And we're looking forward to the fifth Sunday of this month, the Sunday morning team. We're going to be on the Praise Network. We're looking forward to that.
Yes.
I will update you guys and let you know when we're going to be recording so that we can be on. But that's going to be the fifth Sunday of October. I also want to give out the number for Regina, the Queen of Carlones. For those of you who are looking to buy a new car, her number is 248-218-9808, 248-218-9808. I did want to some notes here. Today, the Detroit Lions are going to try and win their first game. I try not to even waste too much of my Sundays watching the Lions, because right now they have not won a game this year, this season, and they're going to try to win their first game this year.
They win.
Today, I know. One thing, missionary, I don't understand why, and I know we only have 5 minutes left, but I just wanted to bring this up. You know, there are a couple of doctors. One doctor, Robert Anderson at U of M, and Dr. Larry Nassar at Michigan State. They both, one is deceased, and Larry Nassar's in jail right now. But these two people have sexually abused so many people at U of M and MSU over the years, and I just don't know why it took so long.
That's right. That's right. That's because they all was in it.
Yes, and they Yes, the administrators at these universities have covered for these people. They didn't take it seriously, and they wanted to hide the fact. They wanted to sweep it under the rug, and it only got worse and worse, and dozens of people, men and women, grown men, crying on TV about the way that Dr. Robert Anderson violated and treated them when they were attending U of M. It's just terrible how those universities covered up for these men all these years and affected these people for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but in the time they come up, the Catholic people, they had so much power. Just like the Baptists have there, the Methodists and all.
Yes.
There's certain standards from the looks of things. Every standard what they used to have is all gone. The light done been turned on. Not only with them,
even the Catholics,
it's coming on
with
everybody.
The
Bible
say
everything is coming to the light.
That's
am I right?
Yes, you are.
Everything is coming to the light, yes.
Preach. Because the Catholic Church they did the same thing. They did the same thing that these universities did. They covered up.
Right.
They didn't prosecute, and they did this shuffle thing like they do with some of these bad cops. They just move you from one place to another, and then they go right back to start something somewhere else. So they've got to address this and deal with these people, but it's out in the light now.
Mm-hmm. It's out in the light, and may I say this before we hang up. These are terrible times. The worst thing is coming now with the cops. It's all carrying on from Chicago across the country here. Cops are being we don't have them back there. Bad time is coming in the high seat of America. Mm-hmm. And it's all over the world. If there ever was a time, it's praying time in our hearts.
Yep.
All right?
Yes,
ma'am.
And great to end on that. And once again, I want to thank those who dialed in and who were listening and those callers who jumped on the line. Those of you who are listening on blogtalkradio.com, thank you so much for getting up with us for community highlights and to listen to me, missionary, and the Sunday morning team. Thank you, Henrietta, holding it down for the team today. Appreciate you.
Thank you. No problem. It's always a pleasure sitting in with my radio family. I love what I do with you guys.
Yeah,
great.
We love you.
All right. Well, missionary, have a great day today. God bless you. Have a great day, and God bless you, Henrietta. And to those of you listening, have a great day, missionary.
I want to say this as we close. All is well. If you take the Lord God with you everywhere you go. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Well said. God bless you. See you next Sunday right here at 9 o'clock.
The feeling and the thirst, yeah. selling your soul for a purse. How much is it worth?
Worth.
Living above your means.